Hey everybody, welcome to the Grease Trap. How you doing?
The Grease Fap?
Trap!
The Grease Fap?
Trap!
I mean, I guess you could use Grease
I guess
to
you
fap.
Fap two traps with grease. So,
the Grease Fap Trap.
Oh, yes!
Hey, look, man. When you're pulling on your sausage, TJ, you gotta have a little something, you know?
Hey, and then a little grease!
You got, look, you're gonna be getting dry!
Need a little grease on
Well, I guess you use tweezers, TJ, so, I mean, maybe it doesn't,
small maybe it doesn't penis joke. You're so funny.
Look, TJ, it's
you're
just
so fuck. No, you're TJ, so funny, Scotty.
I know, man.
Oh,
right?
You're so fucking funny. I love it. Ah, you're so hilarious.
I am funny. I mean, TJ, look.
What the fuck?
Listen, Scotty. No, guess what, Scotty?
It'll never get old,
Scotty,
TJ.
Guess what? Guess
never
what?
Get old.
Guess what? Guess what? Guess what, Scotty? Guess what?
I'm not doing
guess
it.
What?
I'm not doing it.
Guess what?
I'm not doing it.
Guess what?
I'm not doing it.
All right. Fine. Be that way.
All right, what?
You're a faggot.
oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't want to. I'm looking at some news, but I mean, we don't know when this comes out, so it's like, why talk about news? It might be old as shit by the time.
You got to find a news story that transcends its oldness.
Transcends
something
time.
That people will be talking about in 3 or 4 days.
Well, I'm wondering, by the time you guys are watching this, is everyone dead of the coronavirus yet?
Man,
did
I
that,
hope so.
Did that become a thing?
I hope so.
Because apparently right now, on 1/24/2020, the outbreak has overwhelmed 40 million are quarantined.
Yep.
Apparently it's spread through eyes?
Whoa, dude.
There's a case in Chicago. 22 states are on alert.
Close the borders.
Europe's been hit.
Close the borders!
Yeah, the coronavirus is happening.
Dude, I'll tell you what. I'm heading to fucking... You gotta head to Iceland or you gotta head to Madagascar.
Yeah.
If that plague game has taught me anything, if it doesn't start there, those are the best spots to be.
Yeah, that's true, because there's very few people going in and out of there.
And, you know, the CDC asked the airlines to stop flights from there, and they're just like, nah, we don't want to.
Wow.
Well, fuck you.
We don't want to do it.
The CDC is so powerless, it can't just tell them
right.
to stop?
I mean, like, I was talking to Chelsea this morning about it. She's like, yeah, the government asked the airlines to stop, but they won't. I'm like, why is the government asking? Like, what do we have a government for? The government should be in there like, stop.
Dude, I hate corporate America.
Excuse me, Delta.
What?
You guys think, we're kind of worried about this coronavirus.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, well.
The planes keep flying. That's it.
We were just.
All right. Well, sorry. Sorry to waste your time.
Okay.
It's just stupid. Like, we deserve to be hit by a giant fucking plague. We're just retarded.
And, you know.
We've been talking about this for like 20 years. Yep. How this giant plague was going to come. And when one of them starts, we do nothing about it.
It's so great. Well, yep. Pandemics will fucking soon sweep the nation.
Disneyland in China shut down. Tons of shitty cities in China are locked down.
Shitty, 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 shitty city.
It's just like the fucking Stand, dude.
Oh, man. It's coming, guys.
Well, the death rate's not quite as bad as
no,
the
what
Stand.
No, I'm just saying,
but
just the way that the way it's playing out.
Yeah.
It spreads, and like the little cities are the ones that get fucking locked down. Nobody knows what's going on inside of them. It starts showing up in the big population centers.
Soon it spreads like wildfire.
Dude, we're boned. This is the one, man. I can feel it. I know there's one of these every couple of years.
Yeah, I think it's kind of interesting. A lot of people pointed out there were major pandemics in 1920 and 1820 and 1720.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's dun, on a 20-year cycle.
Well, it's on a 100-year cycle, but, you know.
Damn. All right, guys. So which one of us is going to be dead?
I don't know.
Shit.
Me and Paul are definitely more susceptible.
Nah. I'm hardy as fuck.
You think Paul's going
to
survive?
I'll be one of the ones that's immune to it outright.
They said it's like you get like I think the death rate so far is like 3% or something like that. So
yeah, it's not.
And
very
it says
high.
It spreads. It spreads as easily as the common cold. So I mean, if that starts to spread, you know, you could expect. I mean, that could be like a death toll in the hundreds of thousands, if not millions.
Yeah, I mean, it might do that and not even really hit big in first world countries too. Like really, when these pandemics happen, it's people that can't get, you know, regular routine fucking health care.
You know, look,
at all.
I'm not trying to
develop
be
so quickly that it's like no one knows what. Like, it's like kind of like, oh, we thought this person had a cold or pneumonia. Well, in China, they've called it severe pneumonia.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that. You know. I'm not trying to be xenophobic or anything, but like China has some pretty bad conditions that lead, like, because you notice this stuff starts in China a lot.
Well, there's a lot
because they
have less regulation in their meat markets and shit.
Yeah,
and
they're
and
selling
their produce
like
markets and
rats
their farming
and snakes and all kinds of garbage and you know.
Yeah.
I think they currently believe it spread from a snake to a person.
Yeah, they said it was I think the last thing I read said it was a snake.
I mean, who knows at this point? It's so early on.
Yeah.
Know.
Which, like, how much more warning do you need not to eat snakes? Like, don't be eating snakes. Like, that's the problem. If somebody wasn't eating snakes and was just leaving the snakes alone to be snakes or killing them and getting rid of them or whatever the fuck.
One thing we do definitely
don't be
know
using snakes.
Is that it is widely believed, though, I will say this, that the Chinese are definitely underreporting the number of people because they're calling a lot of people that get this illness. They have pneumonia. Oh, they have pneumonia.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's right out of China's
playbook. And they even said it like they interviewed someone whose mother died of it. And they were like, the doctor said that they would not provide any documentation. They said privately, like, it was the coronavirus that killed her. But, you know, that's you know, like that's not, we're not going to give you any documentation or saying that. She officially died of pneumonia. That's it.
You be quiet now.
What the fuck, man?
And it's just,
so
it's
I imagine
up, that's how it is.
So by the time this is being viewed, either this has been nothing and it's gone out of the headlines.
Or we're all dead.
Or everyone's dead.
Or it's the next Spanish flu.
Let us know. Let us know if everyone's dead or whatever. If a lot of you die, we might have to raise the level. We might have to raise the rates on our Patreon to kind
of
counter the loss.
A third of our patrons are now dead.
I mean, if a significant amount of our patronage dies, we're going to have worse problems than our Patreon.
Yeah, I think you're right.
No, I think I think that's still the top concern.
They're a tiny sliver of common humanity. And if a bunch of them die, a bunch of everybody else died too.
Yeah.
So our Patreon is not going to be functional anymore.
Everyone's dead.
Yeah, the infrastructure to run Patreon will probably be in disarray.
Everyone's dead.
Fuck, dude. Are we finally going to get a pandemic, TJ? You think it's finally our time?
Oh, yeah, it's time.
It's time for a fucking, you know, it's time to fit in the herd.
I mean, it's beyond
time. Hope it ain't me.
Like, we know that these things happen on a regular and predictable basis. They've happened over and over again.
I mean,
so
look at the Ebola outbreak that just happened a few years ago.
You know, I mean, I think we're better equipped to deal with this type of thing now than we have been at times in the past. I mean, there were
definitely,
you know, in the 1920s, was it the last outbreak in the 1920s?
Well, the last big pandemic that killed a ton of people was called the Spanish flu because it was the only country they didn't censor the amount of deaths and everything that was going on. So it was reported as the Spanish flu, but it was all over the world.
Right. Yeah. A lot of people lived like outside of the reach of really quick medical care or good medical care.
Yeah, so they just got it and died.
You know what I mean? We've, you know, say what you want about our medical system, but you've got better access to hospital care now than you have, you know, in the 1920s.
And just the amount of technology. The fact that we're already aware of this virus, I mean, that's something that it might have taken fucking years to even be aware of.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just become like a germaphobe and I'll start like spraying, disinfecting everything, wearing gloves and a mask and shit.
See, like these other ones that we've heard about, like the swine flu and the H1N1 and the bird flu and shit, they were just contained successfully by our medicine. You know what I mean? All it's going to take is for one to come along that has a way higher kill rate, kills way faster, spreads way easier. You know, that's the ticking time bomb.
Yeah, the one that kills like 25 to 50% of the population
right
in a given area. Yeah, where it's like some people will survive it or, you know, have some natural immunity or resistance, but... And that's what the Black Death did. I mean, it just, some people had certain markers in their DNA that made them less likely to, like, I think it was like bleed or something, or like lose blood, or just, it was just something in their DNA that
well,
just...
Well, a lot of the African viruses have that type of kill rate, the hemorrhagic fevers and shit.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, you could, you know, be fine one day, and then the next day you're literally bleeding out.
Yeah, from every orifice of your body. It's just insane. I mean, these viruses, I mean, are crazy. Oh, you know, someone pointed out that we talked about antibiotics with a virus. I was like, oh, yeah, that is true. they're not gonna do anything to treat a virus.
Nope.
So it's where you go, you're a bunch of stoner idiots. We're just like, the antibiotics ain't going to work.
Well, I mean, some of these things are bacterial infections and shit and have to be treated with.
Well, yeah, obviously, if your body becomes, if your immune system becomes compromised, you're almost susceptible to other secondary,
yeah, of course, not a,
tertiary infections. You know,
viruses are different.
Yeah, that's not going to really work. You get just a virus. They actually have come out with some stuff to treat the flu. This Japanese company came out with this thing that Taylor took It was like, oh, it's reducing the time you had the flu, and it actually did. I mean, I was surprised. She took the medicine. It was expensive as shit, but I was like, well, it's better than fucking suffering with the flu for 2 weeks.
You buy Chinese tiger penis, you not have flu very long. You no. Put powder in tea, flu go away.
No, Paul, it's a pharmaceutical treatment. It's a pharmaceutical. It's not some fucking.
You
guy.
Put special magical.
It's not rhino
elephant
fucking
tusk
horn.
Powder in your tea. You spin around 3 times and pray to Buddha.
Whoa, Paul, flu, that is deeply racist.
Flu go away.
That is deeply racist.
Fuck them. Paul. That's how they fucking. That's how they advertise their shit. It's a lot of bootleg shit comes out of China. It's
it
not does. Racist.
It's racist.
I mean, your portrayal of a Chinese person was racist, Paul.
No, not at all.
Okay.
I've read English before.
I've read English.
There are things that have actually come with products that I've purchased that are way worse than what I was
Dude,
doing.
I love the English shit. I get shit from China. It's all like, you take plug into this, it turn on, it goes.
I mean, you're lucky if you get that sometimes. Sometimes it's just this absolutely inscrutable mishmash of consonants. And you're like, okay.
Beauty, life is difficult to climb the slope. And time as the autumn leaves fall, I was boring at home, living like a tidal fluctuations, also entered the river of pain.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The river
but
of
I'm
pain.
The racist one. This is what they're sending over
How
here.
How dare you say that, Paul?
Shower curtain. Peva Super Deluxe, 1 shower curtain, 12 unbreakable curtain hooks.
Whoa.
No poison tasteless. Mildew proof indest reductible.
Indest ructible.
Unbreakable.
Oh, I get it. Indestructible.
No, the thing
Got
I
it.
Like better than anything, TJ, is it's fucking literally unbreakable.
You can't even break
hooks.
It. Do not teat or drink here.
What the hell?
Where's the teat?
Do no teat.
Do no teat. Yeah, I'm actually doing it. Thinking of you still makes my heart heat tastes.
Whoa.
See what I mean?
Snoppy.
Dude. I like snoppy.
It's snoppy. Let's smell various balls.
Whoa.
Good idea.
All right. Let's do it.
Let's smell various balls. Intellectual school bus. Damn.
Let's baby's curiosity take itself to grow up. Okay.
Exclusive delicacy produced by itself.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Damn.
I like that.
Roll
their introduction.
Run by grinding machine, mostly run, rolling, and granitic,
et cetera,
vertical axis, the granitic center set, even grinding, roller grinding, mount frame to push or pull, who run through flocks of granitic flower, granitic roller to roll back Nyanga shell. The war, it was people common food processing grinding tool.
Yeah, makes perfect Whoa. Sense.
Dude, I wonder if the shit that we send them is similarly bad. You know, like we look at it and we're like, oh, look, we translated it into Chinese for them. But they get it and it's just like, run to machine, hit twice, flip back, go to next.
Dude.
Wonderful laundry, love. You know what I mean?
Please take care, Ulster and child.
Ulster,
I love it, Ulster.
All right, yeah.
You're Ulster!
I think they actually came up with a better name for the elderly
yeah,
there.
Yeah, Oldsters.
Yeah, you're just an Oldster.
I like how the site has stumble upon and dig. Two fucking...
It was only an emergency, no touching, normal.
No touch in normal, dude.
Yeah. No touch in normal.
You wouldn't want to touch in normal. Today begins to hello.
Obviously. Found in Tokyo, Japan.
So the day's going.
Jane bacteria beef tablets.
Perfect.
Yum.
Just what I've always wanted. Saliva chicken.
Saliva chicken. That's delicious.
Your brains are showing.
Knowledge likes pants. Invisible but very important.
Okay.
Yeah. Makes sense to me. That's too much. Universal vegetable stuffing home device. Multifunction machine broken dishes.
What?
Sweet.
Fuck dishes. Who needs them? Break them. This machine is all you need. Don't have a rest in the whole year. Damn. Brutal.
Fuck, man.
That's horrible.
I know. That's fucking hardcore. Feeling of eggs. It's just a little thought bubble. The egg is like, yeah, feeling of eggs. I gotcha.
Is it what? TJ, let's go back. I want to read that, dude. Is it what may be living such a life truly? All eggs are living happily. However, since it was passing together every day, the trouble appeared also in each egg.
Yeah. I mean, right? I think we all understand that.
What?
Right? Candy can. For us too, this is a relief not knowing among people to our surprise. Sunlight filtering down through the trees made me feel relieved.
All right.
It's like a beautiful poem, man.
Yeah, it is.
Candy can.
One more here. Driving school, Terra Ball.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
I like to call it a massage board, not a message board.
Yeah.
Terra Ball, dude.
Terra Ball.
Fuck me. No. I wasn't being racist at all.
I guess not, man.
Not at all.
English.com pretty much proved that.
Wait a minute. Fuck this. We're doing more. Are you okay? Sid by someone when getting depressed? No problem, I said when it what's up, hold out. He'd no do, permitted to cut it, the person.
Obviously.
I don't even know what they're going for there.
I don't know, nope. Dude. They're probably just selling this shit to people in fucking China, dude.
The person.
These people in China, they don't speak English. They're just like, okay, yeah. This
Rue Club. What will I Christmas of this year present? Do I get what it is? Okay. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Here comes Santa Claus.
Oh, no.
He's over.
Stupid face.
Stupid face, yep. Biscuits of Japanese frailty skin, fresh and tasty. Contents, plentifulness, nourishment, and the vitamin that human body need, welcome taste.
Mmm, sounds delicious.
That is good.
Frail Japanese skin. My favorite.
Delicacy for sure.
Mmm. Always good to taste with freshness.
Damn.
Fucking. We live in an absurd world, gentlemen. We live in a world of constant fuck ups. And we're somehow humming along generation to generation. I don't know how we're getting by. We're a bunch of bumbling fucking fools, though. I know that much.
Because the fuck-ups are just a part of the human system at this point. Like, everyone realizes there's going to be just a ton of fuck-ups. Like, anything you do, I mean, almost any given person you meet, it's like, if things go smoothly, it's more of, like, the exception than the rule. Like, people like to think it's the other way around. Honestly, when something goes well and easily, I'm like, that was surprising. Like you almost don't trust it, because it's not how reality normally presents itself to you. You're expecting all the fuck-ups to occur, like, let's say you ordered something. Oh, we didn't get that order. You have to call back and order again. Okay, I'll order again. Oh, wait. Oh, no, your order was lost. Oh, and it's like, it just, everything becomes a saga with this, like, this minute bullshit that you figure, like, can't we just get this shit right?
Dude, we're basically just collectively, like, a group of rednecks in beer helmets careening down the road in a stolen F-150 with no plan of where to go. Just like, let's go. We'll keep on going, Cletus. Pedal to the metal, boy! Fill up my beer helmet again!
Well, here's the thing. If you actually stop and think about what you're doing, then you realize that doesn't make any sense. But if you just keep barreling forward, you don't have time to think.
Yep.
So it's just easier.
Jesus.
Just run from your problems. Don't
what
deal
a
with
fucking
them.
Nightmare.
God that is humanity, really. Is bless it? America.
If that cliff's coming up quick, and we're just going, woo, keep going! We'll make that jump! There is no other side, though. We'll make the jump!
What about that cliff coming up?
We got it!
We'll deal with it when we get to it. Ride faster towards the cliff. The quicker we get there, the quicker it'll get dealt with, boys. Spur the oxen. Full gallop towards the cliff. We got to deal with it quick.
Oh, man. Run yourself right over the edge of a cliff.
Oh, boy.
Will it be the pandemic? Will it be climate change? Will it be mutually assured destruction? Find out next time on Humanity.
You know, one of the things that I am grateful for, though, I'm super pessimistic about it. I mean, that really is how I view reality. But at least it's fucking hilarious. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, at least it's fucking hilarious.
It's a comedy error.
It's the balm on everything is comedy.
Here's what the pyramids looked like when they were new.
Damn. Yeah, I've seen this shit. I knew this shit. They were covered in this like super polished white limestone shell that has since, you know, either crumbled or
just weathered away through erosion
or been stolen.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, of course. Stolen is a big part of that.
And a lot of it's eroded and stuff.
And they believe the top was plated with gold?
Yeah. Well, they had I think it's bronze, but they had a capstone.
Yeah.
That would shine in the, I don't know if it was as big as it's portrayed here. I thought it was much smaller just at the very, very peak of the pyramid, but
well, this purports to be a accurate recreation. Well, so,
if that's the case, then damn.
I mean, the pyramids held up pretty well for being, what, like 7,000 years old?
No, dude, I got to tell you, man, the pyramids are one of those things that I love to talk about because they are mathematically, like, they're wonders. You look at them now.
Oh, yeah, they are, truly.
Because they've kind of dilapidated. They're I'm sure they're impressive to see in person, but you know they look like something that, you know, possibly could be done by a human. But you look at a picture like that, the mathematical precision with which the materials that went into these things were made, the pyramids themselves were constructed, is fucking insane given what we know about the ancient world. I mean, there's literally a lack of explanation as to exactly how they were able to make something so precise back then.
I mean, they've done calculations to like to get the raise the stones to that height. You need a track if you're just gonna simply just push it up. It's like a mile and a half long or something. It's ridiculous. It's like
just the amount of fucking crazy labor and expertise that went into making these things is fucking insane.
I mean, that's why people are shit on these ancient civilizations, not shit on these, but they're like, oh, well, it's just so primitive. It's like, I mean, look at medieval Europe compared. Like, they weren't building, I mean, like, look at Rome built. Look what the Greeks built. Look what the fucking Egyptians built. That shit's
Rome
crazy.
Had working sewers.
Yeah, they had actually, like, a plumbing system and shit.
The aqueducts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They had working sewers that actually worked to keep clean water in the city and to flush out bad water.
I think they had showers.
Oh yeah, they had showers. They had baths.
We went to the tour of the
they had elevators.
The Colosseum. They had the elevator. Then
I mean, it was powered by slaves, but it was a fucking elevator, you know.
Right.
And remember they had all these stones that were held together, and it's like
With just pressure.
Just pressure.
It's crazy.
It's just the way they figured out to build these insane structures thousands of years ago just blows your fucking mind. It's like how the fuck did they figure that? Because like 500, nearly 500 years ago, they couldn't figure out how to build this shit. It's like just that lost knowledge, just lost to time. Because I mean, obviously, the Egyptians had a deep understanding of mathematics to be able to build something like that.
Yeah, and their system of mathematics was way inferior to what we have now. Like in terms of simplicity, like it worked.
Clearly, it worked.
But it was like way more difficult.
I mean, how many structures are standing thousands of years later?
Right.
Not only that, but just the access to the type of heavy machinery we would use to build something like that was non-existent.
Yeah, there was no fucking goddamn cranes and shit.
You couldn't go rent a truck and load it up with wood and shit.
I mean, why do you think slavery was so fucking popular?
Yeah, shit had to be carried.
You know, because no one wanted to actually do that work.
Installed by hand, chiseled by hand.
Get some of them, what do they call them, slaves? Get those slaves over there.
Got a new job as a whip cracker, you know?
The people dispute that the fact that the slaves actually built the pyramids.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think it was Jewish slaves, but I think there was definitely some slave.
Well, they say that the expertise that required to build it were. I mean, it's like, but yeah, but you think there's no slave labor?
I mean,
maybe not. I don't know. I wasn't there.
I've seen what people who I've seen what rednecks can build. You know, so I know that you don't necessarily need a genius to build something, even if something that's
I don't know of any rednecks that
built a pyramid.
Built a pyramid the size of a skyscraper with a golden capstone.
Let's go ahead and build a giant pyramid. Yeah, I'm about to go do that shit.
Well, I mean, you're usually not the ones who come with the plans. I mean, I'm just saying, like, you know, there's usually an architect who's like, this is how it needs to be.
I mean, it's obviously possible that a bunch of people who were paid worked on it and just built it that way, of course. I'm not saying it's impossible.
I don't know. We don't know.
Yes, I'm saying no one knows. If anyone knew, we'd have the answer. It's just one of those things where, like, you sit in the wonder.
I know.
I mean, I know why. I have the explanation as to why they had all this advanced knowledge and shit.
The aliens.
Obvious.
Have you seen a picture of the pyramids? If you actually look at the cityscape around it, too, pull that up, TJ. That'll blow your mind if you've never seen that.
What do you want?
Look at the ancient pyramids, but look around the ancient pyramids. Like, look at, like, because you can actually see the city of, I believe that one, like, Cairo in the background. It's just trash everywhere and shit. It's like a McDonald's. I think you see a McDonald's in the distance.
I think there's, like, a Pizza Hut that has a full view of the pyramids.
I don't know what you want. This?
It's like a view from the pyramids, but you can actually see the city as well, and the stuff around it.
Yeah.
Maybe that one down here.
This?
Yeah, let's look at that. Like stuff like that. I'm not sure if that's actually the pyramid we're talking about, though, because, I mean, there's obviously a number of them.
What, this? This is it? This it here?
That, yeah.
Whoa.
That's it, TJ.
What the fuck is going on in Egypt? Jesus.
Search for, like,
awesome.
Trash.
Yeah. Egypt is pretty advanced. Dude.
What
look
the fuck,
shit.
Dude? Is,
they got some crazy shit going
on. Is Egypt now Wakanda? Like, what the fuck
I
is
guess.
Going on?
We never knew. We never knew.
No, it was dim aliens, though. Everybody knows it.
They came
down and elevated man, you know, gave him enough math, and now they're just testing what we do with it. You know what I mean?
Hello, pea brains.
Let us see what the humans do when we give them basic mathematics.
They build a pyramid-like structure. Nah, not much.
They have begun to split the atom. They are using it to murder each other en masse.
We shall leave.
Their planet is like destroyed.
I think we're just like some alien kids' science project.
Yeah, they're just like watching. Ha ha.
They exist on a different time scale, so all this devastation and horribleness is happening super fast for them.
Like their version of like fucking like civilization. Yeah.
Look at what has happened when I placed this human onto this planet. Look how quickly he ruins this planet. This is why humans are a scourge of the galaxy.
This is the Blue Ribbon Science Project. You have done well, Meep Morp.
Good thing these humans are contained within this simulation.
And our dumbasses are just down here like,
what am I? Who am I? Why is life not but suffering?
You know, and to them it's just like,
look how quickly the human virus consumes the entirety of this planetoid.
Dude, God, I really do hope I'm in some alien kid's...
You are. Don't worry about it. Project. You are. I'm just letting you know you are.
Cool.
Paul knows the truth. Paul knows the truth.
I mean, I've yet to hear a dismantling of simulation theory. I've yet to hear anybody successfully argue against simulation theory. You just can't do it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say maybe you can't do it, but you'd have to have good evidence that was...
I had done it.
That was not the correct thing to believe.
I've done it.
I mean,
that
obviously
times.
Doesn't prove that we live in a simulation, but...
Oh, yeah, it's proved.
It's proved?
Mm-hmm.
All right, where's the evidence?
I mean, the evidence is all around you, Scotty.
Dude, are we going to fucking Christian apologetics? Look at your eye. Look at the sunset.
The Matrix has you, Scotty. Accept it.
Okay.
With the size of the known universe and what we speculate is beyond the known universe.
Sure.
The amount of advanced civilizations would be, there'd be tons of them. There'd be millions of them.
We're talking about the Fermi paradox now.
Right.
Like, if we obviously search the cosmos.
Well, the logic behind the whole simulation theory is that each universe is bound to contain a number of simulated universes.
And there's
going to
be more simulated universes than unsimulated universe in every universe.
So here's my question about that. And I've never met anyone smart enough to answer this for me. Or to explain what the flaw in my thinking is.
It definitely isn't me, but...
If there is a multiverse, let's say there's infinite universes. So that means that the number of... Would that mean that it's 50-50? Because if there's infinite actual universes, then there would be infinite simulated universes. So you'd have a... Wouldn't that make it a 50-50 shot whether you're living in a real universe or a simulated universe?
I don't think there's a balance. Because, I mean... If you're talking about simulated realities, I mean, isn't it possible that you could create an infinite number of those and still exist within one reality?
I think bringing infinity into it kind of poisons the whole prospect.
But what if that's the nature of reality? What if there really are?
We can
infinity,
what if?
You know?
You're adding an extra layer onto simulation theory, though. I mean, that just states that if there is a number of, you know,
but if
technologically
that number,
advanced civilizations throughout the universe. Uh-huh. Then there are going to be more simulated reality. Because look at our ability to simulate reality has reached a point, and you know we're not at the peak of our potential with that.
No,
that's just going to continue
not.
To get better. So out there amongst millions of other possible high-tech societies, we have to allow for the fact that a lot of them are going to have gone farther than us and therefore created these semi-perfect simulations of reality. And so there would be way more of a chance that we were in one of those than in the actual reality.
And then, of course, within the simulations, there would be simulations.
Well, we prove that. If we are indeed in a simulation, we are creating our own simulations, and eventually there will be
So then you could get to the point where there's simulations within simulations, dude, within, like simulations fucking, within simulations, like within simulations,
simulation
within simulations.
Inception, dude. Like, what level do you have to go to find, like, the base reality?
And then I've heard theories that every black hole also contains its own universe and stuff, so who fucking knows? Existence is a complicated motherfucker, and
our little puny brains,
our little eight brains are probably never gonna fucking quite figure it out. So
we can only begin to comprehend reality.
But that's the I guess that's a note we're ending on. So bye.